Welcome to Torah Simcha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Faxbrenner, and today we will be learning Yeshayahu chapter 53, Perek Nun Gimel. We left off at the end of the last chapter with Hashem describing the success and ascension of the Jewish people at the end of days, in proportion to their degradation and exile. This chapter will describe the reaction of the nations of the world to that change, and thus the transition itself along the way. The suffering of the Jewish people in exile will be described in this chapter, but only in retrospect, as something that happened and is in such contrast to their end. As we mentioned in the last chapter, although referred to in the singular, this is the Jewish nation described here according to most commentaries. This is not uncommon in Tanakh and in general, especially not in the later prophets. From the perspective of the nations of the world, the Navi begins, Mi ha'amin l'shmua senu, who can believe what we have heard? Uzro'a Hashem al mi niglasa, upon who has the arm of Hashem been revealed? When the salvation comes, the nations of the world react with disbelief to the revelation of Hashem through the Jewish people. And why are they so surprised? Because before, Vayal ki yonek lefanav v'chashoresh me'eretz tzia, before he grew like a sapling or like a root from a dry ground, lo so'ar lo v'lo hadar, without form or beauty, v'nir'ehu v'lo mar'eh, v'nechmedehu, we could look upon him but could not find any beauty in order to desire him. Nivze v'chadal ishim, he was despised and shunned by men. Ish mach'ovos v'duacholi, a man of suffering and familiar with disease. Some commentaries connect the first two clauses of this verse. He was despised by men because he was always suffering. The suffering of the Jewish people was so remarkable compared to any other nation that they thus became despised. And therefore, Master Panim Imenu Nivze, Velo Chashav Nuhu, as one who hid his face from us, he was despised. We held him of no account. Either the Jewish people themselves hid their faces out of embarrassment, or some explain differently that it was not the Jewish nation that hid their faces, but other nations hid their faces in order to avoid looking at them. Either because it was too hard to watch such devastation and destruction, or because they didn't want to help. At that time, the nations of the world suspected that it was because God had left us and rejected us. But when God returns us to our former glory, they will realize, in verse 4, Achen chalayenu hu nasa, yet it was our sickness that he was bearing, umachovenu svalam, and our suffering that he endured. Va'anachnu chashavnu hu nagua, muke elokim ume'une, we thought he was plagued, smitten, and afflicted by God. This verse seems to indicate that the nations of the world recognized that it was not for our own sins that we were suffering, but for theirs. This brings an obvious question addressed in a lengthy comment by the Radak. It is a basic principle of Jewish belief that one person is not punished for the deeds of another. The exception would be a son being punished for the sins of his father, but that is only when the son continues his father's sins and is held accountable because he should have learned what not to do by watching him. Is the Navi trying to tell us that we are punished for the sins of the nations of the world? According to the Radak, of course not. When the nations see at the time of the salvation that the beliefs of the Jews were true, that Hashem loved us the whole time and would redeem us, and that their own beliefs were false, they will say that it makes sense that they are suffering for our sins. This sounds like reasoning that isn't in line with Torah thought, because that's exactly what it is. The Navi is describing their reaction, not the reality. And their reaction continues, V'hu mecholal mipsha'inu, but he was wounded because of our sins, meduka me'avonoseinu, crushed through our iniquities. We were wrong to bring such suffering upon them. Musar shlomeinu alav, he bore the chastisement that made us whole. They will say, we flourish not because God has chosen us, but because he was using us to punish the Jewish people. But now, in verse 8, Me'otzer mi'mishpat lukach, now that he has been released from captivity and judgment, the Estero Miyasocheach, who could imagine such a generation? They will look back in disbelief at what the Jewish people survived. Ki nigzar me'eretz chayim, they had been cut away from the land of the living, the land of Israel. Mipesha amin negalamo, from the sins of my people, they received punishment. And even though they recognized that they were wrong to visit that punishment upon the Jewish people, the Jewish people accepted it, because they saw it as the hand of Hashem, as we see in verse 9, Vayitein es Rishaim Kivro, he submitted himself to the grave as if he was wicked, Ve'es Asher B'mosav, and the wealthy submitted to execution. Alo chamas asa, velo mirma b'fiv, though he had done no injustice and had spoken no falsehood. The commentaries connect this verse to Jews throughout history who chose to die rather than renounce their faith. They were being killed not only because they didn't do anything wrong, but because they were doing something good, and they accepted it as the will of Hashem. And now the perspective of the nations of the world ends, and the Navi speaks from the view of Hashem. V'Hashem chafetz dako hecheli. Hashem willed that he be oppressed and afflicted. Im tasim asham nafsho, because if he would acknowledge his guilt, yir'ez zera ya'arich yamim v'chefetz Hashem b'yado yatzliach, he would see offspring and live long days, and the will of Hashem would succeed in his hand. Like we have seen throughout, Hashem does not want to destroy us. He afflicts us only so we will improve ourselves and have great merit and rejoice in him. Me'amal nafsho yir'eh yisba b'da'ato. From the toil itself, he will see and be satisfied. Yatzdik tzadik avdi l'rabim. With his own righteousness, he will lead others to righteousness. Va'avonosam hu yisbol, and he will bear their sins. At the time of the redemption, the world will be filled with knowledge of Hashem. His servants, the Jewish people, will teach the rest of the world about Hashem and lead them to serve him, and they will bear their sins. Not that they will suffer for them, they will ignore them. They will not allow the offenses of the other nations to prevent them from teaching the ways of Hashem. Lachein achalek lo v'rabim. Therefore, I will give him the portion of the multitudes. Ve'es atzumim yachalek shalal. And he will divide the mightiest spoils. Tachas asher lo he'era lamaves nafsho. In reward for him pouring out his soul for death. Ve'es poshim nimna. And being counted among the wicked. V'hu chet rabim nasa. But he bore their sin. And he prayed for them. After thousands of years of suffering and watching the nations of the world flourish, the Jewish people will receive the portions of them all and will even rule over the nations themselves. Why will they receive such reward? Because through all that suffering, they were willing to die for the sanctification of God's name and allow themselves to be looked upon as foolish sinners. They bore the suffering inflicted upon them, and in this world and the next, they pray for their oppressors to survive in order that they can recognize Hashem. Thank you for learning together Le'ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Bas Tzvi Yosef.